March 5, 1927. How firmness and good is only of God, for once he has done an act, it never ceases. Effects of firmness. How the humanity of our Lord was bond of times, remedy and model. How God wants the rights of the divine will in safety. I felt myself at the summit of affliction because of the privation of my sweet Jesus, and in my interior I was saying to him, my love and my life, how can this be? You have departed from me without saying goodbye, without teaching me where to move my steps, or the way I must follow in order to find you. Even more, it seems to me that you yourself have barricaded the ways so as not to be found. And as much as I may go around and call you, you do not listen to me, the ways are closed, and I, exhausted with tiredness, am forced to stop. And I long for him whom I wish to find at any cost, but I do not find. Ah! Jesus, Jesus! Come back, come to she who cannot live without you. But while I was pouring out my sorrow, he just barely moved in my interior. And I, in feeling him move, said to him, my Jesus, my life, how can you make me wait for so long, to the point that I can bear no more? If you make yourself seen, it is just flashes, and without saying anything to me. And so it becomes darker than before, and I remain in restlessness even more, and raving with sorrow, I search for you, I call you but I wait for you in vain. And Jesus, compassionating me, told me, my daughter, do not fear, I am here with you. What I want is that you never go out of my will, and that you continue your acts always, without ever moving from the boundaries of the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat. And this will give you the firmness that will make you be like your Creator, for once he has done an act, that act has continuous life, without ever ceasing. An act ever continuous is only of God, who suffers no interruption in his acts. This is why our firmness is unshakable, and extending everywhere with our immensity, it renders our acts uninterrupted. And whatever place we lean on, we find our firmness, that gives us the greatest honor. It makes us known as the Supreme Being, Creator of everything, and it renders our being and our acts unshakable. In fact, whatever place we want to lean on, we find our firmness that sustains everything. My daughter, firmness is of divine nature and a divine quality. And it is right that we give this participation and quality of divine nature to one who must be daughter of our divine fiat and must live in our kingdom. So, your continuing your acts in it, without ever interrupting them, reveals that you are already in possession of the quality of our firmness. How many things firmness says? It says that the soul moves only for God. It says that she moves with reason and out of pure love, not with passion and out of self-interest. It says that she knows the good she does, and therefore she remains firm in it, without ever interrupting it. Firmness says, with indelible characters, here there is the finger of God. Therefore, be firm in your acts, and you will have our divine firmness in your operating. Then, after this, I was continuing my acts in the Supreme Volition, and as I arrived at the point of following the acts of Jesus from the moment he was conceived in the womb of the Immaculate Queen, up to his death on the cross, my lovable Jesus, making himself felt again in my interior, told me, my daughter, my humanity came upon earth as though in the middle of times, in order to reunite the past, when the fullness of my will reigned in man. In creation everything was its own, everywhere it had its kingdom, its operating and divine life. And I enclosed within me this fullness of my divine volition, and binding those in the present, first I made myself the model in order to form the remedies that were needed, the helps and the teachings that were necessary in order to heal them. And then I bound the posterity to the fullness of that divine will that reigned in the first times of creation. So, my coming upon earth was bond of reunion of times. It was remedy in order to form this bond, so that the kingdom of the divine fiat might return into the midst of creatures. It was model made for all, so that, modeling themselves, they might be tied within the bonds formed by me. This is why, before speaking to you about my will, I spoke to you about my coming upon earth, of what I did and suffered, in order to give you the remedies and the model of my own life. Then I spoke to you about my will. It was bonds that I formed in you, and in these bonds I formed the kingdom of my will. And, as sign of this, there are the many knowledges I have manifested to you about it, its sorrow because it does not reign with all its fullness in the midst of creatures, and the goods it promises to the children of its kingdom. Then, I continued to pray, and I was feeling half asleep when, all of a sudden, I heard someone speak in a loud voice within me. I paid closer attention, and I saw my beloved Jesus with his arms raised, in the act of embracing me, saying to me with powerful voice, "My daughter, I ask nothing else of you but that you be the daughter, the mother, the sister of my will, and that you place its rights, its honor, its glory and safety within you." And he said this with loud and powerful voice. Then, lowering his voice and embracing me, he added, "The reason, my daughter, for which I want the rights of my eternal fiat in safety is that I want to enclose the most holy Trinity in the soul. And only my divine will can give us the place and the glory worthy of us, and, by means of it, we can operate freely and lay within you all the good of creation, forming yet more beautiful things. In fact, with our will and the soul we can do everything, while, without it, we would lack the place in which to put ourselves, and in which to lay our works. So, not being free, we remain in our celestial dwellings. It happens as to a king who, loving one of his subjects with excessive love, wants to descend to live in his little hovel. But he wants to be free, he wants to put royal things in the little hovel, he wants to command, he wants that subject to eat his good and delicate foods together with him. In sum, he wants to live his life of king. But the subject does not want him to put his royal things, or to command, nor does he want to adapt himself to the foods of the king. The king does not feel free, and, for love of freedom, he goes back to his royal palace. Wherever my will does not reign, I am not free. The human will causes continuous contrast with mine. Therefore, not having our rights in safety, we cannot reign, and so we remain in our royal palace.